Hello, this is Tyler.
Hello, Tyler. This is Amy Nelson with Local Splash from the Google Guarantee Department.
Hey, how's it going? And you're the one that's the specialist in the leave?
I am in the Google Guarantee Department. Yes, local service ads. I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. Yeah, give me the lowdown on the information on what it is that you guys provide and what makes it effective, and then how much it costs.
Sure, absolutely. I'm just reviewing the notes here, pardon me, that they did go ahead and leave in the, I left it after I went in and annotated the account, so I'm just reviewing how your conversation went last with the last individual.
No problem.
Okay, taking a look at everything. Okay, so do you know anything about Google Guarantee up until this point?
Google Guarantee is like you pay for it to be ranked higher on Google.
Kind parts of that are true. So it's, you do pay for it. It is a pay per qualified lead program, unlike Angie's List, Thumbtack, Porch House, Home Advisor, any of those type of pay per lead programs. It's completely different than that. I'll explain how. It's also exclusive. So the calls are coming directly to you from the clients. You're not sharing the lead, but there are a few qualifications. So does the company have any type of business license?
As far as roofing's concerned, it doesn't need a business license.
So no?
No.
Okay. Do you have $250,000 in general liability insurance?
Yes.
Do you have any felonies?
No.
How many face-to-face employees do you have, meaning employees that go out and bid the job and do the job on their own without you showing up?
None.
Cool. Are there any other partners in the company?
No.
Do you have a Texas driver's license?
Yes.
Do you have a United States Social Security number?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So for all intents and purposes, it looks like you would qualify for the position. The upfront cost to do the background check is a one-time $250 application fee that goes to get the company and any and all employees that you have background checks if you had any what we call front-facing employees. Now, pardon me, what that does is that's going to give your company the Google Guarantee check mark and show your company at the top of the page in the sponsored section where Google Guarantee shows up. So the package that you currently have with us, Tyler, that shows you within the Google Local Map section. This is an entirely different section that shows at the very top of the page when somebody's looking for specific categories. So it has to be specific to roofing and what it is that you're providing in order to show up at the top of the page there. The application process asks those questions that I was just kind of reviewing with you. We like to make sure that you would pass before we take on, you know, basically, you know, take on any type of clientele because we don't want to charge you the application fee unless we're pretty sure that you're going to pass since it's non-refundable, okay? We like to be pretty clear up front about the qualifications. And also, we let you know that what the terms and conditions state is that it could take a max of 4 to 8 weeks to get your company completely Google Guarantee verified. I don't always or even usually see it take that long. It usually happens a lot faster, but I do like to let you guys know up front what the terms and conditions state. And that's basically based on how quickly you get us the information that we need. So if you fill out the application and get it back to us, we can have your application processed in under a week and usually get it coming back to you pretty quickly, okay?
Okay.
Now, once your Google Guarantee verified, the application itself takes like 15 minutes to fill out. You have 15-minute onboarding call with my technician. From there, we're pretty much just waiting for Google to run the background check. You'll upload your driver's license and social security number. That's like what I call the final leg of the verification process. Once you're verified, then your ad will go live. When your ad goes live, your cost per lead, what you're looking at per qualified lead, is a minimum cost of $58.67. with a minimum monthly budget of $765 for 13 Google Guarantee leads. There's a lot of things that go into making sure that this program is successful, including making sure that our clients are getting qualified leads. What the guarantee is, Tyler, is to the general public. The Google verification is promising the general public that you're a verified provider, meaning you've passed all background checks, you have insurance and licensing if it's required in specific areas, and that Google's done an extensive background check in order to make sure that they're backing your work for up to $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. So in the event that something ever went wrong that couldn't be made right within your organization and the client, then Google would actually pay that client back up to $2,000 worth of insurance. I mean, realistically, in the roof business, that's not all that much, but $2,000 is their threshold and what the guarantee is. And then what you guys are getting is qualified leads that are coming directly to you. So it looks like here at some point you participated in Home Advisor.
You said the number 13 leads a month?
It's up to 13 Google Guarantee leads in a month, which I'm going to explain that part here in just a second. With each lead cost being at $58.67 times 13, that's $7.65. So what happens is when the leads come on, if you leave them alone, you don't pause them or increase them or decrease them, then the leads are going to come in at approximately about 3 leads a week. And once the lead's been considered qualified, then that cost comes off of your budget that's been paid, the $7.65. So the $7.65 is kind of like a little bit like an escrow account where it's in that holding place, and per qualified lead is taken off of that budget. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you tried Home Advisor powered by Angie, right?
I have Angie's ads and Angie's leads, yes.
Mm-hmm. How do you like them?
How do you think I like them?
Well, I don't know. Some people love them, so I don't ever want to knock it. I have my own personal opinion, but I don't ever want to knock it because some people love them and see a whole lot of success with the program. Obviously, you know, some don't. So, you know, the main complaints I hear generally, Tyler, are, you know, unqualified leads, having to pay whether or not you land the job, having to share the lead with so many competitors, having to pay even if you don't get to speak to the client. Are those your general complaints and concerns as well?
Yes, they are.
Okay. So general consensus is, you know, it can suck a little bit, right? Like, we know that, right? So I just don't like to speak negatively about anything because, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into it. However, Angie's List, Thumbtack, Porch House, all those companies, what they do, and they don't tell you guys this, is they're purchasing a position for their company name at the top of the first page of Google in the Google Ads. So below the Google Guarantee, but above the local map, it'll say top 25, you know, roofing contractors in Los Angeles or whatever it says. And then they're paying per click and they charge you guys per lead. They have no qualification process. The calls aren't being recorded. They don't even know if they're live human beings that are being passed on with the information, but they're passing it to you and multiple competitors. Everybody pays. Hopefully one guy gets the job. With Google Guaranteed, the clients are going to Google and they're looking specifically for your services. They're real live human beings. You're not being handed a phone number and saying, hey, Tyler, good luck. You know, give them a call. These clients are reaching out to you directly. You know that it's a Google Guarantee lead coming through because it says so on your caller ID, and it also says so on the whisper feature right when you pick up the phone. It says LSA, local service ad. So you know this is one of those leads that I could potentially be paying for, and it's a human being on the other end of the phone because they had to get through the call tracking system. So once they get through that call tracking system, the call is recorded for authenticity purposes, and AI is listening. So the reason I point that out is because if it's a sales, solicitation, spam, or robocall, if somebody's seeking employment with your company, it's automatically an unqualified call. And if it's somebody who is requesting a service that you don't provide that's not listed on your profile, for example, within the roofing vertical, you guys do have a couple of keywords that are a little bit different, things that you might not offer, like stuff to do with skylights. say you don't do skylight installation, or you don't offer anything for attic venting, or you don't offer gutter installation. Those keywords would be off for you. So if somebody called you and asked you for gutter installation when you don't offer it, that's not a qualified call. You wouldn't be charged. The same is true if they're calling for outside of your service radius, because you get to choose your service radius, and it's very specific. So if they're asking for a call from Austin and you don't offer, you know, services in Austin, you would not be charged.
So something I want to bring up real quick on that note,
sure,
is Angie's ad said that as well, but then when it came to picking the locations, they have a certain amount of roofers they're going to allow in any given area code.
Yeah.
Is that the same case with you guys as
no.
well?
No. No, and it's not us, it's Google. But no, there's not. If for example, Texas is one of those states that doesn't require a lot of licensing. But say it did. Say there was a roofing license you had to have, right? And say your license, if your license allows you to serve the entire state of Texas, then we can brand you in the entire state of Texas. It's the only place on Google that allows you to do that is the Google guarantee. So there's no limit. You're only limited by what your license and your insurance limit you by. When we approve you for Google guarantee, you're approved for the entire state.
Got
so you can choose. And there's no limit. Like you can choose to show up in Houston or Austin or Dallas or some of these bigger areas. There might be more competition. Yes. But you can definitely show up there. You're not limited because we only allow X amount. Okay. When the phone rings and it's the client on the other end of the phone, Tyler, if that client is requesting an estimate for a roof over the phone or roof repairs or any of the keywords, and you give that estimate over the phone, your lead budget would be charged. And if the client is requesting for you to give estimate face-to-face, meaning therefore setting a face-to-face appointment for you to come out and bid the job, that is considered a qualified lead. Those are the only two instances that Google considers it qualified.
Got you. So up to 13, you guys never see much less than that.
It'll never be less than $58.67. That's your base cost. I'm going to get into that right now. So that is the lowest that your roofing leads will cost. Once we get you Google Guarantee approved and we look at your service radius, where it is that you want to show up, we're able to tell you what the max lead bid is in that area. For example, at certain times of day, after storms, after, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into it, what other companies are bidding in those areas that you want to target. We're going to tell you, hey, based on our recommendation, it looks like we should bid $87 a lead or $101 in this area or whatever the max lead bid is in that area. The lowest it will be is $58.67.
The lowest it'll be is $58. What is the highest in a storm situation?
Triple.
Or just
it caps out at triple.
It maxes out at triple?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep, and we like to let you know that up front. That way there's no surprises, right? There's none of this, man, she didn't tell me. I mean, because ultimately $151 for a roofing lead isn't, I mean, it's not, you know, if we could get it for $58, that would be beautiful, right? But $150 isn't unreasonable if it's a quality lead, right? We know that. However, it's not up to us. It all depends on the market at that time, and it's up to what the bids are going for on Google. A lot of it is determined by your competitors and what they're willing to pay to show at the top.
I understand. So in a case where it's an unqualified lead, what would I do to let you guys know that it's unqualified?
Great question. So in the event that the AI didn't catch it, which is extremely rare because the AI is designed specifically for that, Google did implement that specifically for this tool to catch the stuff so we don't have to have as many humans on it. But you have call tracking within your system, so the calls are recorded within your local Splash dashboard, as well as we have access to that as well. So what happens, Tyler, is you would have access to that through your local Splash dashboard. It says Google Guarantee lead next to the ones that are from Google Guarantee. And if you need one disputed, you would simply let us know. Dispute this phone number. It's not a qualified lead. And we would dispute it directly with Google.
How about if it's another language, like the person speaks a different language? Like as far as the AI, is the AI going to filter out, you know, Farsi. If I don't speak Farsi and I don't have a capable employee to speak that.
They may or may not, but we would definitely dispute that. You know, if you don't speak Farsi or Italian or German or, you know, it's...
That's
a great question.
Sometimes if I have someone that I know that speaks Spanish to help.
A little bit of Spanglish, right? And hope that everybody's getting their point across. Yeah, I understand. That's a great question. I would say that we would just escalate that directly with our team. We have a specific, so we escalate it through the AI system. Hey, we need to send this back for review. If it bounces back to us, then we send it over to our rep at Google, because we have our own rep for the Google Guarantee Department. Her name's Jen.
Yep.
She works at Google, so. We haven't really had very many that we're not able to I'm not going to say that there's never been any, but I'm in a situation like that, like that's a pretty extreme and rare case. It's not like people are going to be calling you in Farsi all the time. And if they are, then we have to look at adjusting the ad, you know?
Gotcha. Okay. Very interesting.
There is a little bit more. Just so you know, I do highly recommend this product. These leads show a 33% stronger closing conversion than any other type of lead out there. This does cover Angie's Thumbtack, Porch, Home Advisor, all the different type of Angie leads that they have, the Pro, the Leads, the Home Advisor. And the reason why is because this is Google's own direct program. The leads are exclusive. The client's going to Google. They're looking at your services. They're picking you based on your merits. And then when the calls come through, it's direct call from the client. It's not going out to your competitors. Secondly, you should know that once your Google Guarantee approved, which is the hardest part of the process, is getting the approval, and you already have the items, it sounds like, that we would need to go ahead and get the approval. But once your Google Guarantee approved, we look to set the ad live within 3 days. So they do have an option to auto-activate the budget. With your permission, they go ahead and within 3 days of the approval, you're notified, hey, you're approved. We're looking to start the leads within 3 days. So it happens fairly quickly. I've seen some of these cases move forward where they're able to get the ad live within like 2 weeks and have direct leads coming to you.
Understood. All
right. You want to give it a shot?
You give me a lot to think about. So I'm definitely going to think about it. And I have some other people, you know, offering different things. This sounds really good, but I'm going to go over some things and give you guys a call back and let you know my decision.
Okay. I'll send you a text with my direct extension. That way you can call me directly.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thanks for your time. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.